Thank you all. Katie was sharing a thought that's very near and dear to me, and that is the ability that we have to look back in the past and see how something unfolded perfectly, and in that awareness, celebrate the mysteries of life and the ability for life to unfold in magical ways that we never could have planned it so well. And I find for myself that that's one of the tools to get through a tough time. When, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know how to do this. I don't know that I can do this. But I know that that one time when it looked so hopeless, I didn't know what to do, I let go and stopped trying to figure it out, and it unfolded miraculously in a beautiful creation that I couldn't have figured out despite my best attempts. And I think in a way, not only is that a gift we have to provide for ourselves, we get to provide that gift for other people. And it's a beautiful thing when you know somebody well enough to know some of those times for them that it worked out so beautifully. You remember that time that you just knew you weren't going to get through that ending of a relationship or whatever? And, you know, later you could laugh about it and the beauty of how perfect it was that person came into your life and all the gifts that you learned and received from them and how everything opened up for you after that relationship. And you could see the beauty of having called that relationship in for a reason on a soul level. There's also something to be thankful for in being older, because there's many more of those things that have happened. So you can focus on being older, all the aches and pains that you have, because truly, if you've been living a really full life, you probably have old injuries that just don't quite go away. The weather changes or whatever, and oh yeah, there's that piece of metal in my jaw from when I broke it falling down the waterfall. And, you know, they're just like all over your body, you know, before you know it. And, you know, you can focus on those, or you can focus on the hurts and the pains that have caused your heart to want to shut down. But truly, if we look back, there are miracles. There's love. There's understanding. There's the perfection of learning things, sometimes in the hardest way, but then the ability to get past the hurt and only be in celebration of the learning and only be in celebration of the opportunity that that was. I've shared many times about my daughter's death. My daughter, she died in June, but her birthday is very, very close to Thanksgiving, and some years it falls on Thanksgiving. And my other daughter and I have often shared this common experience of not thinking much about sort of the anniversary of her death, but always at her birthday time and at Thanksgiving time, because that's what's present when we think about Rachel, is we don't think about anymore the pain and the loss. We think about the miraculous beauty that of her spirit that still is, not only was, but that we had the opportunity to have her in our life as a daughter and as a sister and as a beautiful friend, and the miraculousness of who she was in her short 23 years of life. And the amazing miracle that gratitude itself is, as many people have spoken to and as we've been speaking to for weeks, how it can shift things so completely. Another thing for me that's an amazing tool, well, first of all, I just want to finish that thought about looking back and seeing those times that that's happened. Yes, it brings gratitude, but it also, I believe, and I feel certain everybody's had this experience, it magnifies our ability to allow miracles to come again. Because when you focus on something, you magnify its ability to show up again and again and again. And so when we're focusing on, look at all the times it worked out, despite how hopeless it looked, it'll happen again and again and again and again. And if you're focused on the pain of it all, or how the, you know, your the hopelessness and the despair, it somehow doesn't quite come through in the same way. Those miracles can't get through. The other tool that that comes up for me in this conversation is about presence. First of all, when we're trying to bring love to a situation, I think that one of the first opportunities to love is being fully present. Because by our presence, fully being present with another person in another circumstance, love automatically comes through in our true presence. It's just there, even if we don't say anything or do anything. And the same thing is true with understanding. You know, we can be with a person bringing understanding that's calming, that has a calming influence, and not ever say a word, not ever do a thing, but just be fully present with them. I have a friend that many years ago, his fiance, who, you know, he had already built a really tightly knit life with, they had been together for years, and they shared a home, and they were raising their kids together, and of course, planning to get married. They were fiancés, and she was young, and she was healthy, beautiful, amazing woman, and just like that, laying on the sofa resting, she had a heart attack and a stroke, and she went into a coma. And it was so shocking for him. He was so devastated. And, of course, the kids were so devastated, and nobody knows how to deal with something like that. But he had a long, long time friend back from his biker days who lived in another state, quite a ways away. And his friend Ed, as soon as he heard the news, he went into the office and he said, "I'm leaving the state to be with my friend. When are you going to come back?" "I do not know." "Well, how can we keep your job open for you?" "Well, don't. I don't know. I know what I have to do is I have to be with my friend. And I'll keep you updated when I know more, if I know more. But I understand you got to do what you got to do. And I'm not asking you to do anything to disrupt the flow at work and keep my job for me." And then he spoke to his wife and he said the same thing to her. And she said, "But when are you coming back?" "I don't know. I have to be with my friend." Ed is an amazing, beautiful man. Very spiritual man, and he has a very quiet, calm presence. Doesn't say much. And so my friend shared with me that when Ed showed up, he just showed up, he's got his bags, and my friend's like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm here with you, man." He dropped the bags, moved in, you know, just took over the place, started dealing with the kids, started dealing with the bills, you know, dealing with the phone calls, whatever had to happen, so that my friend could spend day after day after day being with his beloved in the hospital while she was in a coma. And in the midst of all that, what struck him most, looking back on the experience, is, you know, Ed hardly ever said a word. And many times, we would sit in the same room together for an hour, hour and a half, and neither one of us say a word. But I knew that I was loved by God and the universe, and I knew that I would get through this, and I knew that I was everything that was needed to get through this and be there for the kids and to be there for her, to do all the right things. I believed in me because there was my friend sitting next to me, just being with me. So I think sometimes, you know, when a friend is struggling with something, we try to find the right words to say. We try to find what can we do. And that's beautiful. And there are often so many things that we can do for somebody in a crisis like that, particularly if we're perceptive and we don't wait to be asked, but we can see what's needed. But also, all of that pales in comparison to just being there present with them in love. And believing in them, even if we don't speak it, just believing. And then if you speak it and you say, "I know you can get through this, and I know you don't know how that is right now, but I know you can and will get through this, and I'm here for you, no matter what." My granddaughter Eden has an ability to bring a presence like that. She doesn't often not say any words, but I can remember, I was thinking as we were sharing upstairs in service prep time, Eden was probably like 4 or 5 years old, and she used to do this thing. I'd have a hard day or be struggling with something, and You know, she may or may not actually even know what's happening, but she could feel it. She's very sensitive and she could feel it. And out of the blue, she'd open her arms and say, "Come on, Nani, put your head right here." Oh. And I mean, you know, Eden's tiny. At 4 or 5, you can imagine, you know. "Put your head right here." And I'd put my head on her chest and she'd just throw her arms around me. And it's that kind of thing that's so simple. And it provides so much that we can always do for each other. And in that space, in that calm space of just bringing love and presence, all the rest of it we can figure out. There's something more to say or something more to do. It doesn't come from knowing ahead of time how to handle things like that. It just comes from opening our hearts and opening our minds, and then we're able to be with another person in a way that's calming and brings love and brings all that's needed to support them. So I would like to invite anybody who would like to share from this space. It can be your own experience. It can be a thoughts that you have about it. How do you get through things like that? What works for you? And we have about 10 minutes or so. And so, you know, speak a little or speak a lot, whatever. I just trust that it'll all unfold perfectly. But please come up here to speak so we can all hear you and be with you.